or go to safelite.com.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where trial by fire is taken literally, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Choosing an auto policy can be confusing. True. About as confusing as learning to speak dolphin. Luckily, we lay out your coverage options in plain English and never subject you to the terribly condescending manner in which dolphins communicate.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Make your outdoor memories this fall with a new RV from the St. Louis Fall RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal now on new models and closeouts. This Friday through Sunday, outdoors at St. Louis Mills Shopping Center. Free admission.
I'm up for a good movie. Last movie I saw was the Queen of Versailles. Recommended to a friend. Got an email a couple days ago from a friend. Said he went to see it. Couldn't get in. Sold out.
I still need
to see Lawless?
It.
You saw Lawless.
I saw Lawless, and it was okay. It was okay. And I saw the 2016 Obama's America, or whatever it's called. So that was my last weekend at the movie theaters. I'm ready to go back. Assuming there's something good, we're going to find out whether that's the case or not. From Dawn Meadows Dixon. But first, a reminder about who it is that makes her visit possible 2 days a week, and that is Westport Car Wash. Do you like a clean car? I do. When my car is dirty, I feel dirty. There's one right behind us on Page, just east of Lindbergh. There's one on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And there's a Westport Car Wash on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Give it up, if you would, please, for Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
You sound like you're in a really good mood.
My See, kids are happy.
Can I tell you something about myself? I can read women. No, I can't. I have always had this ability. Well, Tina, what are you laughing at? I read you like a book. Tina came in here looking for a job, and I could tell what the limits were as to what she would and wouldn't do for a job, and I was right. And I can tell that you're in a really good mood today.
Actually, you know, when your kids are happy, especially at the beginning of the school year, it makes mama happy,
mm-hmm.
You know? They always say if mama's ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, but...
That's true.
Mama's happy when the kids are happy, and they're doing well.
There's more to it than that. I can hear it in your voice. Something
else.
See, and that giggle, now you're even giving away...
Because I always know what direction you're going, Frank.
But I'm right.
No,
you had a really good night last night.
I knew you were going in that direction. We are not going to even go there.
You know what? By not going there, you confirmed that what I said is true. Good for you.
You are so funny. And I do not have a good film for you. It sounds like you've seen everything out there.
Nothing
everything
good.
Worth seeing. It's just a dull, dead time right now.
This is really a dull... I mean, they're starting to trickle out. We're getting a few good ones.
Something's opening up September 18th, and I can't remember now. I saw the previews, and I thought, oh, that looks pretty good.
September 18th. Okay, so
yeah,
that's next.
Shoot.
Oh, I've got a list, but I don't have it in front of me. Yeah. Well, The Words opens this coming weekend. I was going to talk about that today, but I still have one that's kind of, I was going to do Monday, but we weren't on the air, so I'm going to throw that at you today. And if there are any RPAT fans out there, K-Stu and RPAT.
Is this that really weird one?
This is that strange
Cosmopolis or something?
Who's RPAT? Who's RPAT?
RPAT.
Robert Pattinson.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew he's your favorite.
Oh, yeah. I will tell you this, and it's running now on DirecTV, and I'm sure on Dish and on cable. He was so much better than I expected him to be in Water for Elephants.
Yes, he was. Really
he
good.
Was really good. And
yeah,
I didn't want to like that guy.
You know, and I didn't want to like him in this film. And now a lot of critics walked out of this film and said he was terrible. He plays the same character as he does in Twilight, this laid-back, pale, unemotional. But I think it worked in this film because he was playing this billionaire. The film opens, and he's on Wall Street, and he turns to this guy, and he says, I need a haircut. And he said, but that's all the way uptown. And you realize he's talking to his limo driver. He's now going to get in a limo and go all the way uptown to get a haircut. He said, I have to have a haircut. So the traffic is really crowded, and you realize that this guy is going to be stuck in traffic, and the film basically takes place in his limo.
That sounds horrible. It does.
I mean, it's very abstract. It's done by David Cronenberg, and it's very, I don't think anybody, first of all, I told the ad agency after, they always quiz us as we come out of the film, what do you think of the move? And I said, I've got to be honest with you, nobody, and I got to be careful saying this, but nobody's going to see this movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, our Pats fans are not going to go see it. Any of those little girls that like Twilight, that are in love with, you know, Robert Pattinson, are not going to see this, because when they find out what it's about, yeah, they're going to forget it.
So is it basically just a character study? I mean, there's no real action.
Okay, this
or
is
plot?
What my gut feeling about this film is, it's pure Hollywood propaganda through the eyes of this one man, where it's basically a film about class warfare. You see this guy, and I hate to even use that term because we are in a very political environment right now, and I'm not trying to get political, but you've got this billionaire in his little limo, and the rest of the world is taking place on the outside, and he could care less. I mean, the poor are coming up to his window, and he doesn't see them. People come into his limo for meetings, and they leave. He has a doctor come and do a very invasive medical checkup on him in the limo because he doesn't want to go to the doctor's office.
Prostate check?
Well, there was something going on down there. I don't know. They didn't show it all. But
turn
it
your head
disgusting.
And cough?
Yeah, did he cough? Did he make him cough?
He moaned and groaned a few times. He was just disgusting. And then,
first of all, he's too young for a prostate exam.
Well, yeah, he was having some sort of exam. I don't know.
Maybe he had a lump somewhere.
And then a woman comes in, and because he's stuck in traffic, he decides to have an affair with him right there in the limo. I mean,
well, now it's getting interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was just, and the whole time, he has no emotion on his face, and you see all this going on. The only bright spot in this film, and this is not to tell the story because there's not much to the story, is he ends up meeting this character at the end of the film. He finally gets out of his limo, and it's played by Paul Giamatti, and I love him. And he acts as the guy's conscience and starts to ask him questions about life. And so, of course, asking us questions and making us evaluate this guy and what's going on. Very heavy film. It's not one you're going to go out, you know, on a Saturday night.
No, it sounds terrible to me.
Oh, and, you know, it opened this past weekend. I don't even think it was in the top three. It was a creative attempt, but, you know, so heavy-handed in one direction. It was a turnoff to me. So,
well, let's just get this over with.
This is painful.
Yeah, ARDs for what's it called?
Cosmopolis?
I think it's Cosmopolis or something.
Oh, maybe
Cosmopolis. What a horrible name. I mean, even
it's
the name.
So
it
bad
could be
that
Cosmopolis. I don't know.
No, Cosmopolis. Well,
no,
you're
I think
hearing
Cosmopolis.
Cosmopolis
sounds right.
Like yes. Metropolis.
Yeah,
Metropolis. You're right.
What a stupid name.
So I don't even have the title right.
No, it could be. You never
Everything
know.
About this thing just smells disastrous.
Oh, it was awful. And so there's a couple of others I haven't seen, like this Obama's America 2016. I want to see that, and I just haven't had time. I'm too busy seeing these films, and this one was just a
horrible. All right, let's get
horrible.
The stinker out of the way. Cosmopolis, how many?
I'm going to say two ARDs.
Being generous. Being generous.
You are being generous.
Very
That's
generous.
Not generous. That's about as low as I go.
Well, you
really?
Could go lower than that. You could go one. You could,
I could go down to one.
You could go see Oogie Love.
That's true. I could stoop that low. I do think there was a creative effort there, as a, you know, the way it was shot, and but it's not entertaining, so right. It misses the boat.
Here
two.
We go, two ARDs.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. I'm not going
right,
to see
Dan,
it.
All right, Dan, everybody.
All right, Dan. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Don Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, in her voice was, how should I say this? The sound of the day after an evening of intense
bliss.
Pleasure and bliss. Yeah. Yes. I'm telling you, there was a bottle of champagne opened in that house last night. Something happened. Either that or she went out to get a paper and didn't really go out and get a paper. Dawn Meadows Dixon brought to you, I don't think she's that tight.
Yeah. Nope,
brought
never.
To you by Westport Car Wash on Page, just east of Lindbergh. That's right behind us. On Lemay Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. A great car wash. I've been through it. easily 60 or 70 times. That's not an exaggeration. I like a clean car. Westport Car Wash. All right, now, I think I have enough time to do this, and I want to do it. Every once in a while, there will be a business or a company or a product, and even though they don't pay me to say anything about it, I have to share it with you, because when it's beyond just a good experience, you want people to know that sometimes there are companies that advertise, and it's everything you thought it would be or they said it would be, and way more. And that's what happened today, actually, with this Safe Light. Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace. Now, I've heard that for years, like you have. And, you know, I mean, I know it's a glass car windshield place, and I got hit with a rock Saturday, and I don't like that. I don't like looking through that spider crack thing, and here's what happens. I called yesterday, and I actually didn't call till late. In fact, after I got out of here, I call the 800 number, Safe Light, and this lady gets on the phone, and I said I got hit with a rock in the windshield, and I'm no different than anybody else. I've heard the commercials, and I think, okay, let's just see if it's the real deal. And she asked what the car was, and I told her in the year and the make, and she said, where's the crack? She said, is it smaller than 6 inches? And at first I thought we got off the subject, and she was getting personal. And then I realized we're still talking about the windshield, and I said, yes, it's about an inch, and it splatters out like, you know, like a spider legs. And she said, that won't be a problem. And I said, she said, would you like for us to come to your business or your home? I said, just come to the house. She said, okay. Our first available. Now, keep in mind, this is like 6:30 last night. First available is tomorrow morning. Not like this morning. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, okay, great. And she said, who is your insurance company on your car? I said, Fireman's Fund. And she said, oh, good, because they'll take care of it. They'll pick it up. Now, here's the deal. There are insurance companies. My understanding is that I don't want to name names, but I was told the names of certain big names you recognize. They won't pick up the tab and cover it. And why is beyond me.
Was it a chip repair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got hit with a rock.
Right. It wasn't the whole windshield.
No. But why would an insurance company not waive the deductible and pick it up? Because here's the thing. Let's say a windshield costs, pick a number, it's $300, $400. Mm-hmm. If you have a $100 deductible and you replace the windshield, the insurance company is going to pay $200 of the $300. Where if you have a $50, $60 chip repair, they'd be more than happy to pay that and forget the deductible. We'll rather pay to have it repaired than to replace the windshield. So I don't know why all insurance companies don't do this, but she said, Fireman's Fund. Oh, good, she says, because they'll cover it and this won't cost you anything. And I said, great. Now, I got home and waiting in my email is a confirmation from Safe Light, and a picture and the name of the technician who's coming to my house. A color photo. No, a color photo of this guy and his bio, how long he's been with Safe Light, every test that he went, his experience. He was drug tested. He's blah, blah, blah. It was unbelievable. Then they also had printed out confirming every bit of information I gave them. My name, my phone number, my insurance company, the type vehicle it is, the year. And then I get a call from this guy this morning, and he says, my name is, and it was the same guy whose picture was on, and he said, I just want you to know that I will be there as promised at the time. This outfit is unbelievable. Now one thing that happened was when I talked to her from the car yesterday, she said, do you have your policy number? Well, who has that? I don't have my car. I guess it was in the glove box, but I said, no. She says, well, tomorrow morning, would you call us back and just give us your insurance policy number? So this morning, first thing, I called and gave him the number. In less than 2 minutes, boom, an email pops up from Safe Light confirming that this is my insurance company, this is my policy number, and that it will, in fact, be covered. No, it's beyond impressive.
Good software, too.
It is beyond. They got a great software program. The guy pulls up in the Safe Light truck. He gets out. At the most, from getting out of the truck to getting in it, it was 15 minutes. And it went from a spider leg crack to a dot in the windshield. Now, how they do this is beyond me. They suck the air. That crack that you see is air. They suck that air out. The little spider legs go away, and you're left with a little dot. And he hands me a thing, and he says, you don't know anything. We've already contacted your insurance company, and they'll pick it up. And thank you. Good day. Boom. And he's out of there. 15 minutes. I'm telling you, it's not often that you get to experience. And what's frustrating to me is I would love to speak for this safely. They don't need me. They're like anti-guns. They don't need me. They buy, you know, radio and TV nationally, and I don't even know if any of it's actually even bought locally, if it's all done nationally. But, boy, would I be happy to speak for a company like this. It's kind of like that, you know, I mentioned my daughter had some stuff in a storage unit down in Texas from her college room, and the company that delivered that was just an outstanding company. So sometimes I'll bring you at no charge to them just because. And the sad thing is, I think the reason I like to do it is because there are fewer and fewer of these businesses that are that good at what they do. And it's become the norm to be disappointed and, you know, find out something's really not what it was cracked up to be. This is not the norm. This is unusual.
Cracked up to be.
What?
Cracked up to be.
See, I didn't even realize.
You didn't even realize.
I didn't even know.
Wow, that's amazing.
314-969-KTRS. We have some time if you'd like to chat. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. The other thing I was thinking about today is that it's been a real hot year. I live in the woods. I have not seen, and this is the first year I think I can say this, in the 26 years I've lived where I live. And I've lived in the same house 26 years. I haven't seen one snake all year. One snake. And I'm in the woods. I'm in the jungle.
Wow.
Not one. Now, I wonder why. Are there fewer? Are they not out this year? What's
the
deal?
They all dried up because it was from the drought.
I don't know. I don't know if dry. Because
you think
snakes,
they like the
they
heat.
They like the heat. They like the desert.
You think they'd be hanging out.
They love heat. They're cold blooded. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is that I haven't seen one. As Dan takes your phone calls and puts your name on the screen, I just want to mention there is a. I guess this is a book called Phantom. Are you familiar with this, Tina?
Phantom.
Phantom by Joe Nesbo. It's USA Today. They have that section of movies that are out and books that are out. And here, this apparently is a series. And this book is called Phantom. It says Martin Scorsese is set to direct the film adaptation of this guy's global blockbuster novel called The Snowman. Have you heard of that? This apparently is a series of books, and they all center around a cop. And get ready. Here's the name of the cop. Harry Hole. That's the cop's name in the book. Harry, H-O-L-E.
One of the books I read had a Harry eyeball. It was Harry, I initial, and then ball.
Well, see, that's stupid. Harry Hole is funny because it sounds dirty. But that's this cop's name. He's a former cop named Harry Hole. It says he takes on police corruption and the city's drug dealers as he fights to prove that the boy he considers his son is not a murderer. Harry Hole.
There's a gynecologist named real close to that, right?
Well, it's the station gynecologist. Our KTRS, for those who don't know, the perks and fringe benefits are unbelievable.
Tina, have you used them yet?
We have on staff Dr. Harry Holchek. You've never gone to Dr. Holchek?
Nope.
Oh, he's
really?
They say he's fantastic. Yeah. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm in the PM.
Well, that's the way I do. What's going on?
Well, I was calling to find out, since they're doing the movie critic, did you go to see the movie Lawless, and what did you think of it?
I did, and I was a little disappointed. It's good, but my take on it was kind of a bunch of movies all put together. It was a little bit of Unforgiven, a little bit of Tombstone, a little bit of the Hatfield McCoys, a lot of violence. It was good. But it wasn't the 4 that I hoped it would be. I'd give it a 3.5. It's worth going to. There's no doubt about that.
Wasn't the Boardwalk Empire good, huh?
You know what? It and that's one of the movies. That's one of the a TV series, rather, that they stole from.
You know, I kind of thought that Boardwalk, I mean, they haven't started a new season yet, but I kind of thought it seemed like it was a mistake that he killed off that
Jimmy's dead.
And he killed him off.
I can't believe it. And by the way, there's a guy in Lawless who has the same haircut as Jimmy in Boardwalk Empire. And when you watch Lawless, you'll see a lot of Boardwalk Empire. It's like they stole from Boardwalk Empire. And then they threw in from a couple of Westerns some stuff. It's good. It's good. But it's not as good a movie as Boardwalk Empire is a TV series.
Yeah, with that Boardwalk Empire, I just thought, you know, he was kind of one of the main characters. I thought they'd keep him.
Well, for people who don't watch it, and I know they're bored to death now with us talking about it. But here's the good news, Jim. At least that crazy nut FBI agent is still on there.
Oh yeah,
that guy is nutty.
You know, he was actually, if the first time I noticed him, he was like a mechanic and then a pilot in Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, he's a crazy-looking guy. And when you watch Lawless, they also have a crazy, nut FBI agent. I'm telling you, it's a lot like Boardwalk Empire. So you'll like it. You'll like Lawless.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
All right, Jim, thank you. Thanks. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm AM and a PM.
Hey, Dan. What's up?
Frank, you were talking about the movie Swimmer yesterday.
And I'm actually
going to sit down this weekend and watch that. Can we hear Dan do the scene from that movie again?
Well, Dan doesn't do it. It's Burt Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is actually him.
Yeah.
You want to hear the clip?
Yeah, it's from an interview that I did with Burt Lancaster. Would you like to hear it?
Was that before he died?
Yeah, well, obviously, you can't interview him when he's dead. I think it was literally the day before he died. I sat down with Burt Lancaster, and I said, you know, one of your more memorable movies was The Swimmer, and there's a line in there that is my favorite. I think you know what it is. Would you do it for me? And here's what he did. I'll play it for you.
I can swim all the way home.
There it is.
Man, when you watch that movie, that is the weirdest movie.
Yeah, but I'm a little confused right now, Frank, because, you know, that sounded like the Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz.
Well, and I told Burt Lancaster that. I said, you know, Mr. Lancaster, no offense, but you sound a little bit like the Cowardly Lion. And he said he'd heard that before. So, you're right.
I've heard that before.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I told you.
Have a good day.
You too, Dan. Thank you. Here's Robert. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Robert.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I was listening earlier about Moe's Pasta Bowl. He's closing.
He's closing the doors. The last meals will be served the 30th of September. That's a Sunday.
Well, I was wondering if he opened another place directly across the street in the other little strip mall.
No, I would never do that. That'd be a kiss of death. That's not a place. That area is not where he should be.
Well, no, there's a place that a big sign says, Moe's Spice Southwest.
No, that's
directly across the street from him. I was just wondering.
It's a different business altogether.
That's not him. Well, shoot, he didn't like he didn't like that response.
No.
Did he? He hung up on us.
Unless he just wanted to get a plug in for Moe's.
That could be too. This Amini's, I'm gonna have so much fun with Amini's down in the valley. Let me read you an email that I got from a listener. This is a lady. She and her husband have listened since the 80s when I was on KUSA, and I can almost see their basement. Wait till you hear how she describes their basement, which essentially has been outfitted completely by Amini's, and then maybe you'll have a little better idea of what it is you can expect to find when you go into Amini's, home of the Copper Dome down in the valley. Says, Dear Frank, one of your biggest fans, been listening since back in the country days. I love you. That's what she said.
Wow.
I like a woman who just comes right out and expresses her feelings.
It's true to her feelings.
Why fight it? Why fight that? It's so much, you feel so free when you just say, I love you. She says, I converted my husband. That's what I like, too. She throws her husband right in there. She's not ashamed to say that she loves me, but has a husband. I converted my husband, Sam, about 14 years ago. We listen nearly every day. Sam's an electrician. And once he met Dan standing at Home Depot, believe it or not, it was a great experience. Well, I don't believe. That is hard to believe. A few years back, my husband decided it was time to renovate our basement into the ultimate fun place. It took about 3 years, but it is fabulous. You would not believe what he's done. He became a tremendous fan of Amini's, and he could not stay away. In our basement, we have a 16-foot shuffleboard table. It is so beautiful and professionally set up by the people at Amini's. We have an arcade that has 63 of the all-time favorite arcade games.
Ooh.
In this one arcade structure. We have a digital computerized Rock-A-Rolla jukebox with the bubble lights. It is incredible. It'll hold more music than you could listen to in a lifetime. Now, let me stop here and say, Mr. Amini showed me this jukebox. It holds 10,000 songs. It's digital. And the jukebox, when you walk up to it, you literally, it's a touch screen. And
I've seen those. Those are great.
Oh, my goodness, it's unbelievable. She said, you should see how easy it is to download a CD, and then it searches for the album cover and displays when you choose it. You download and remove the CD so you can borrow all your friends' collections, dump them in there, and then give them back. She says, we have a bar top mega touch with over 200 games.
Ooh.
It's great for kids. It's great for adults. You can update the game list if you want. I am visually impaired, and this game is awesome for me. We have a top-of-the-line Super Chex domed hockey game. It plays the Star Spangled Banner before the game is played.
Uh-huh.
And has sound effects when you play, like cheering when you make a goal. She says, my husband spent a lot of money, but we have a fantastic basement that everyone loves. His goal was to have people say, wow, when they walk down the stairs, and he achieved it. Our house is nothing fancy, but our basement will rival any basement out there. You and the gang are welcome to see and play the games anytime. Amini's was great to work with. Our salesman was Jeff. He knows his stuff. My husband's a perfectionist. It took almost 3 years to complete our basement project. Amini's held our purchases, some of them for 2 years, until we were ready to have them set up. And if there were any upgrades to any of the stuff that we bought, they made sure we had the absolute latest version when they delivered them, even after 2 years of storage. We have never had a problem with anything. What a great advertiser for a great show. Love you, Frank. Signed, Pam.
Hmm.
I am envious and haven't even seen this basement.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
I'm not kidding. That If I could ever justify, and everything is priorities and choices, you know, what kind of car you have, kind of house you have, but if I could back it up a few years, there are some things that I wouldn't have spent money on, and buddy, I'd have had a basement like this. You have to start somewhere, folks. You can start with a pinball machine. You can start for a couple of $100 with a really slick digital dartboard. You can start with a ping pong table. Depending on how much money you have, you may not have much at all. You'll be amazed at what you can still find in Amini's. This is a terrific place to take the whole family and take the kids and take grandma, grandpa. The kids can play free at the arcade games and the pinball machines while you and mama walk around the store and look at everything from machine-made to handmade oriental rugs that are, you know, rugs, you're talking rugs from 700 that are machine rate into the tens of thousands for the best of the best handmade. And then, of course, you have accessories for all these games, as well as the games themselves, including pool tables. And then upstairs, when you walk upstairs, you are going to be blown away. For all the people who think Jaffe Lighting is gone and doesn't exist anymore, it does. It's now been put in the entire upper level of Amini's is essentially a Jaffe Lighting display room. What gorgeous lighting. So before you make a lighting decision, you can kill that bird with the same stone that you're going to throw to take care of your basement or your patio furniture. It's all at Amini's. So for whatever you thought Amini's was, you probably were wrong, because it's so much more. Amini's. Easy, simple website, A-M-I-N-I, Amini's.com.
Yeah.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, on the ground or in the air?
Both.
Oh, my gosh. We were flying out Highway 64 at 270, and this wall of wind just hit us. We were getting thrown around like you wouldn't believe it up here. Oh, man, let's see here. We do have a pretty serious backup here. It's on eastbound 64 right before 270. You've got a stalled vehicle. That's all it looks like, because the police are with it in a MoDOT truck, but it's blocking the center lane, and that has things jammed solid back to Clarkson. Now, westbound 64 is slow from the Science Center through McCausland. It's heavy again from Ballas. It's heavy. Oh, my gosh. Hey, guys, I got to go here. We're getting thrown around too much. Come back to me later.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
Join us Friday, the full recap of President Obama's speech from the convention with Aaron Katursky, who will be in the room. Plus, New York Times bestselling author Mitch Albom, and the latest with traffic, weather, and sports, as well as Porto Whitlock with news. Join us Friday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
Stuffies are cuddly creatures on a mission to keep your kids' treasure safe. So we ask kids across America, what's in your stuffy?
My stuffy keeps my candy from my brother.
My dime holds all my favorite cars. See, his eyes are always watching my stuff.
Stuffies have top secret pockets that are fun to discover.
There's a lot of pockets to this thing.
Kids always have stuff to store. With Stuffies, they'll find room for more and more. Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside.
Whoa!
Surprise your child with a stuffy today. For this special radio offer with free storybook and surprise, text the word LOVE to 99000. Must be 18 years or older to order.
Stuffies, it's what's inside that counts.
Text the word LOVE to 99000.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door or garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company, the people you want to call, 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at OHDSTL.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackland Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, OHDSTL.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
Oh, man, the ump made the wrong call again.
Just like I did.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've been trying to refinance our mortgage. It's taking forever. I don't think they know what they're doing.
It sounds like you need to make the call.
What call?
Three words, my friend. American Equity Mortgage.
Isn't it time you made the right call? I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. You already know that interest rates are the lowest in years, but it's more than low rates. It's about professional service, getting the most out of your money, and getting you to a better place. So make the call to American Equity Mortgage today.
Call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. 314-878-9999.
So, you're going to make the call?
It's time, isn't it?
It's time.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or apply online at americanequity.com.
The secret to losing weight isn't really a secret. It's not about starving yourself. It's about replacing bad foods
with something better.
Something delicious.
Something you can try free today.
Introducing Right Size Smoothies, the delicious way to put your eating habits on autopilot. And when your eating habits are on autopilot, your weight loss is on autopilot. And today, clinically tested Right Size Smoothies are yours to try free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested tested to help you lose weight, over a pound a week, as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free two-week trial of our powerful, clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping. This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Help support the USO of Missouri Sunday, September 9th, 2 to 10 p.m. at the House of Rock in Ronnie's Plaza on South Lindbergh. Enjoy live music from 8 of the top local bands in St. Louis. There'll be food, drinks, and plenty of great raffle and auction items. Former Cardinal Ken Reitz will be on hand along with celebrity bartenders. Plus, you'll see great demonstrations from the military. Help us raise money for the USO of Missouri Sunday, September 9th at the House of Rock in Ronnie's Plaza from 2 to 10 p.m. $5 at the door. The Country Family Reunion is a non-smoking family event.
Your burger dreams are coming true at Denny's. Choose from 37 burger ingredients, like fresh avocados or sautéed mushrooms. It's build your own burger at Denny's. Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Oh, you need...
What's he saying? Pick up, pick up.
Pick it.
Yeah, that's when music was good.
That's when the lyrics meant something.
I think we may have embarrassed ourselves once again. I beat this thing to death about this preventance maintenance commercial we were running until finally. It only took about a year. Somebody changed it. Now we just heard one. Can you play that again?
Sure.
We think that he says sautéed mushrooms, but we need to hear it again just to be sure. And we can
Your burger dreams are coming true at Denny's. Choose from 37 burger ingredients, like fresh avocados or sautéed mushrooms. It's build your own burger at Denny's.
Maybe that's a type of mushroom.
Now, it's possible.
Like shiitake?
That we just
or
don't,
portobello.
That we're so stupid, we don't know about sautéed mushrooms. It could be a kind of mushroom. There's, what are those ones?
Everybody, shiitake,
no,
portobello.
No, those portobello. The, what are the ones people go out and hunt
for? Morels.
There's morel, shiitake, portobello. Give me another mushroom. What other kind of kid? I don't know many other mushrooms. Well, now we can add sautéed. So play it again. Just play it. I just want to make sure we heard it right.
Your burger dreams are coming true at Denny's. Choose from 37 burger ingredients, like fresh avocados or sautéed mushrooms. It's build
can
your
you,
own burger.
Could you look up sautéed mushrooms?
How do you spell it?
I don't know. S-O-R-T-A-I. I don't know. Wow.
Hey, well,
from the station that brought you Preventance Maintenance, now comes
sautéed.
In a world of Preventance Maintenance, now comes sautéed mushrooms.
I tried putting sautéed mushrooms into Google, and it corrected me and sautéed. Put sautéed mushrooms.
No. It might not know everything.
Well,
maybe this is something brand new. We have lost the last American. Real American male tennis star Andy Roddick has retired, and Andy Roddick spent about 9 years or so every year, but pretty much a decade in the top 10 players in the world. And
I saw a speech online today.
Yeah.
It was pretty. He got choked up.
I'm not sure. He's got that hot wife, that Brooklyn Decker. That's his wife.
That's his wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sure what happened. To tennis, you go back a few years and we had all these great American champs, Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe, Pete Sampras, Jim Courier, Andre Agassi, and just go down the line. Now, name one American. There's not an American left standing in the U.S. Open. There aren't any real big American names. There are a couple, But what the heck happened here? Same thing with the women in tennis. We used to have.
Boy, that's when I was really into tennis.
Chris Evert and
Michael Chang, Jim Courier, Pete Sampras. I mean, Andre Agassi.
It's still a great sport to watch. It's fun to watch, and it's hard to play. And it's like golf. If you ever try it, then you appreciate what these people can do.
I saw new prodigies coming up. They're comparing her to Jennifer Capriati. She's 8 or 9 right now, and she's. Yeah, they're saying she's going to be the next big thing. So maybe we'll have an American.
Martina Navratilova was from a different country.
She played, I think, as an American.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's her origin is Austria or something, but I mean, that's her family. But I'm pretty sure she was played for the USA.
Well, that's good.
And then I was really happy. I like it when I'm right, and I was happy to read this latest. Pretty comprehensive and conclusive study about organic food. You see this thing?
Mm-mm.
Where they flat out said there is little to no nutritional benefit to organic food. If psychologically really? It makes you feel better, basically the difference is you pay about
the 3 price.
Times as exactly. And they said they can't find a dime's worth of difference for the most part in nutrition.
Does that mean they don't use pesticides and chemicals?
Yeah, but what they're basically saying is by the time you cook this stuff or eat this stuff, the amount of pesticides you're talking about is so minuscule. I mean, it doesn't even matter. And the people that use that to market organic, of course, they blow it out of proportion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, our stuff doesn't have any pesticides. Well, the truth is, the stuff that does, you'd have to eat a mountain of that stuff every day.
They're geniuses. I mean, you walk into a Whole Foods and.
Oh,
you see all the people and the prices in there. Just
I'm waiting for the big news story that gluten saves your life. The more gluten you eat,
it will eventually.
The longer you'll live. It'll happen. And salt, eat it by the ton. Eat a lot of salt; it's good for you. Let me do a little business and bring Mr. Cleveland in here. Every day, there are people who are so relieved. That they're not going to have to take pain medication all the time or undergo therapy, ongoing therapy, or have to have surgery, who thought they were going to have to because of the pain that they have from their feet all the way up to their head. And that's because of the Good Feet stores. The Good Feet stores have been the answer, have been one-stop pain relief for so many people over the last few years. And I think there are still some people who think it's a shoe store. It's not a shoe store. And the proof as to how effective and successful Good Feet stores have been is in the fact that Dr. What's-His-Name, who has those off-the-rack insoles and stuff that you see in the drugstores, even that company has now come out with something sort of like, I shouldn't even say sort of like, it's not even close, what Good Feet does. You know, they measure, it's like that sleep number thing with the bed. You have a foot number, and then you pick the insole. Nah, you know what? Not even close. Not even close to Good Feet. Good Feet spent a lot of years developing about 300, over 300 different configurations of inserts. So depending on whatever it is that you're doing wrong in the way you stand and you walk, it can correct it and adjust it. So do this. Take 30, 40 minutes. That's about what you're looking at. To a visit with the Good Feet stores. Don't need an appointment. And you'll know, the great thing is you'll know right there in the store if you have found relief or not. If you haven't, you gave it a shot. I'd like to think you will. Lots of people have. The Good Feet stores, goodfeetstlouis.com, or walk right in on Olive, just west of 270, across from TGI Fridays, in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores.
With your Golden Oak Lindy airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Doing better, Tim?
Yeah, we're up in, we're by 255 and 270 and much calmer air, but wow, that front came in. It just knocked us everywhere. It was kind of scary, but kind of fun. I don't know if that makes any sense. Let's see. They were working with a stalled vehicle on eastbound 64 before 270, and that had a solid jam back to back to Clarkson. And then westbound, oh, you were also slow from about Grand to Union Station, and then it opened up and you looked good to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you got over the bridge, you had slow traffic from 4th Street to Highway 64 on 5570. Now on westbound 64, Hampton through, or Science Center through McCausland, 270 through Mason, from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, you've got some slow pockets there. Westbound 70, that was slow past the airport. It was also heavy from Cave Springs and pockets out to T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, it looks like that was slowing right around a little east of McDonald through New Florissant. And southbound 270 was solid between Olive and Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, this September, get an oil and filter change for the Toyota suggested price of $24.95 and receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. Offer good for conventional oil only. See participating Toyota dealer for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lipprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM to PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
Well, day three of the Democratic Convention underway in Charlotte, North Carolina. The president's supposed to speak tonight. Only problem is Bill Clinton's still talking at the podium.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, Clinton's speech went on for like an hour last night. I mean, my God, Newt Gingrich has had marriages that didn't last that long.
No.
Clinton didn't seem to enjoy the spotlight, though. He praised Obama, fired up the crowd, got a couple of phone numbers from chicks in the front row. And finally, well, Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, says people should vote for Obama, and if he doesn't win, she's going to move to Africa.
Oh, my goodness.
Her Twitter account. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I typically hold up my election decisions so I hear what Blanket Jackson has to say.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right. Oh, and all of my power just went out. We've got a big storm.
Pay your bill. There's no storm.
South
pay your
St.
bill.
Louis here. Oh, yeah. Bill Cleveland started brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome, Brian.
And I'm with Bill. Whatever Paris Jackson says in the about politics, that's right. I'm in. I'm like, how old is she? 12?
Yeah.
Stick around. A joke by request, a great old joke, and other stuff. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From